Let us partake together from Mark 6. And Jesus went about among the villages teaching, and Jesus called to him the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He charged them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to wear two shirts. And he said to them, "Where you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. And if any place will not receive you and they refuse to listen to you, when you leave, shake the dust that is on your feet for a testimony against them." So they went out and preached that everyone should repent. And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. This is such a simple passage. And I love it for that, because there are so many passages of Scripture that are not so simple, but this one is about as straightforward as you can get. It is instructions for the road ahead. And every single one of us who follows Jesus has a road ahead of you. And if you ever wanted to know, "I wish God would just tell me what to do," here you go. This is as straightforward a passage of Scripture as you're ever going to encounter. This is instructions for the road ahead. And in the road ahead, take this with you, don't take this. That's it. That's the whole passage. Take this with you, don't take this. A little over 20 years ago, when my kids were still toddlers, I was getting ready to move to Tyler. And our family was, you know, packing and uprooted, and we decided the best thing to do would be to get out of Dodge for a little while. And so we went to California and hung out with family for a couple of weeks. Reese, my little girl, decided that she was going to come make an announcement, and the announcement was, "I already packed." Now, she was 2 years old. "Already packed." And my wife looked at her and said, "Let's go look. Let's go look in this suitcase." And we went and opened up her suitcase, and it was nothing but shoes. That's it. For 2 weeks, nothing but shoes. My daughter loved shoes. She still loves shoes, but she loved shoes back then too. In fact, she went up to a number of women in the airport in Dallas and when we got to Los Angeles, and would just go up and introduce herself and say, "Hi, my name's Reese. I'm from Texas. Can I try on your shoes?" Loved shoes. She believed in the beauty of packing light. Travel light. Don't take a lot with you. You take enough to survive, mind you, but don't worry about taking a lot with you. The great thing about whenever Jesus gives instructions to the disciples is that they haven't left yet. For now, all they are doing at this moment is just sitting with Jesus. They haven't gone. They've gone nowhere yet. And so as they sit there with Jesus before they leave to go out, they're only really needing to do two things. You know what they are? Listen and trust. Just listen and just trust. When I was a little boy, my grandfather, my papaw, was the kind of man that I would go anywhere with him and I would do anything. You know, he got sick when I was around 8 or 9, but I remember from the time I have memories that any time he said, "Let's go do this," or, you know, come with me, I'm like, "Whatever you want." I just wanted to be with him. One day, we were sitting at the breakfast table, my grandmother and him and a number of our other family. I was the only boy in the family. And so I was just raised by all these women, but Papaw and I was the only boy in the family, and so he used to affectionately call me boy because that fit. And he said, "Boy, go get your BB gun. We're going to go shoot rats." And I thought, that's the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life. And so we went down. He was a foreman on a huge ranch in South Texas. We went down to the pig barn and commenced to shooting rats. So next time you sit down at the breakfast table and eat bacon, you're welcome. As you eat your bacon, remember, there's little boys out there shooting rats to keep the pigs fed. Otherwise, the rats are going to eat all their food. But I just cannot get out of my head that anything he said, I would listen. No matter what he said, I was just there. I was completely in rat. I would listen. And not only that, but everything he said, I trusted him. Listen, and it would trust. To the why and what of what Jesus is handing his disciples in Mark 6. Not just sending them out, but why is he sending them out? Why does he want them to go? Why does he want us to go? And what are we supposed to do? At the end of the passage in 6, 12, and 13. So they went out and preached that people should repent. And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. We are to go out from this place. As we share Jesus with people, what we are to share is that people need to repent. That is, they need to turn to God. And along the way, don't forget to turn to God as well. And we are to heal people. In all kinds of forms that you could possibly imagine, but along the way, don't forget that God is healing us too. I showed y'all my duct tape Bible last week, but this is my favorite one. I bought this Bible when I was a freshman in college, and it's only the Gospels. It's only Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And it is a synopsis of the Gospels, which means it has these wonderful columns. And you just love columns. All these wonderful columns, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. And it shows where there's overlap between the Gospels. This side's in Greek, this side's in English. And I thought it was just the greatest thing I'd ever seen in my life. But it was so expensive. And I didn't have any money. And so I had gas money that I earned and I had like in a fund to get me through the semester. And I didn't go anywhere for a month. I stayed on campus and walked everywhere so that I could have this. And I still carry it with me everywhere. And thankfully, the Germans made this very well, so it has not fallen apart and required duct tape yet, even though I've used this thing like crazy. But over this last week, as I sat with Mark 6, one of the things that I looked to was, what's the overlap with the other Gospels? Matthew, Mark, Luke, this doesn't show up in John. But this really grabbed me. And it is the overlap in the Gospel of Matthew, what Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew, that's just a little different than what we hear in Mark, from Matthew 10. And preach as you go, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. The very first thing that Jesus says in the Gospel of Mark is the kingdom is at hand. Here we go. This is where the kingdom is. And as Jesus says this, and as Mark tells the story, the first thing that Jesus wants us to know and the first thing that Mark tells us back in Mark 1 is that this is good news. Let us not forget, as we get ready to go out, that this is good news. In these stories so far, the 12 that are with Jesus are only doing two things. They are listening and they are trusting. Because along the way, and Jesus tells them this straight out, you're going to run into people who are not going to listen, and you're going to run into people who are not going to trust. You, what rests on your shoulders is listen and trust. People along the way are not going to listen, and they're not going to trust. And you know what Jesus tells them? And by the way, this has roots in all kinds of other stories. He tells them, as they wear their sandals, only one pair, not two, to shake the dust off their feet. And this shows up in all three of the Synoptic Gospels. That's the one thing that shows up in all of them. What did Jesus mean by this? Was this just sort of a, you know, just dismissive? Not really. There's other places in Scripture where this shows up. For example, in Nahum, read that one in a while, the old back pages of the Old Testament, back in Nahum, the clouds are called the dust of God's feet. Do you know that? The clouds in Nahum are called the dust of God's feet. What is Jesus saying, shaking the dust off the feet? And we can't know for sure, but one thing we can be pretty certain about is that the people are being invited to participate in the creation of God. That's what this good news is. That's what this inviting to repent, that is to turn to God, is inviting us to do. It's inviting us to participate in the creation of God. And to shake dust off feet is to acknowledge that if people aren't going to listen and people are not going to trust, it's not you. It's that we have an opportunity to participate in the creation of God. We have an opportunity to turn to God and invite others to do the same. Still keep preaching. Still keep living. And don't forget to listen. And don't forget to trust. Jesus is sending them out into an uncertain future. Jesus is sending them out with a clear mission. And Jesus is sending them out with a clear vision. This has not changed over the past 2,000 years. Right now, Jesus is sending us out into the world, today, into an uncertain future. But Jesus is giving us a clear mission, and Jesus is giving us a clear vision. Wherever you go, listen and trust. I know that the future is uncertain. It's always been that way. But God is perfectly capable of handling the future. Our mission is clear and our vision is clear. Listen and trust. Go share the love, joy, peace, and all that with everyone you encounter. Let us ask God to keep leading us, and let us ask God to open our doors. And as Jesus sends us out, pack light, wear comfortable shoes, and you only need one pair, and listen, and trust. Amen.